I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life.
Once again, it is a pleasure to share with you, it is a good life. Let me remind you today that we're going to be looking at a bird's eye view for me and you. This is a bird's eye view of the New Testament. And today we're going to be looking at study number 17, the book of Titus. In Titus chapter 1, we see several verses that we could use as key verses, but there's other verses as well. In chapter 2, verse 15, and chapter 3, verses 3 through 6. Let me share with you chapter 3 and verse 3 through 6. It says, "For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He had shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior." Now, Paul the Apostle is writing here, and that, of course, is our first mention that thing that I'd like to mention to you, is that the author of this epistle is Paul the Apostle. And it's Paul the Apostle to Titus, according to Titus chapter 1 and verse 1. It says, "Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness." All of Paul's other letters, except for Philemon, were written to churches. But the three letters that we are discussing, we've already discussed 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy. Today we're looking at Titus. And these three letters were written to two men, Timothy and Titus. And both of these men were pastors or shepherds, which means that they were leaders in their churches. Just as a shepherd is to take care of the sheep, these men were responsible to take care of the believers who were in their churches. This is why these three letters are often called pastoral letters or pastoral epistles. And let me remind you today, as I've done in the past, I believe it was last week, that 1 Timothy was written, and then, according to tradition or the time set, then Titus was written. And then 2 Timothy. Well, the reason that we look at the scriptures as we've had in these studies, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and Titus, is that this is the way they appear in the approved version of the English Bible, the King James Bible. And you know, I find it interesting that in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4, Paul says to Timothy in verse 13, "The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee." And notice this, "and the books, but especially the parchments." Now here was a man who was in a dungeon, a cold, damp, dark dungeon. He needed to have something to keep him warm. He needed a coat. And he said, "When you come, bring that coat if you would." And he says this, "Bring especially the parchments." He says, "Bring the books and especially the parchments." You know, "I need something to stay warm," he says. "But look, make sure you bring the parchments." Well, what was he speaking of? I believe he was speaking of those books of the Old Testament. I believe that he, during this time, although he was a well-versed person in the Old Testament scriptures, I believe that he still wanted to study the Word of God. You and I need to do the same. Would to God that more of us would get into the Scriptures and rightly divide the Word of Truth. And I pray today that as we study these Scriptures together, that you're letting the Holy Spirit lead you and speak to your heart as we take a bird's eye view and look with a bird's eye view at Titus and these other books of the New Testament. Once again, Paul the Apostle was the writer here. The date of this letter was written after 1 Timothy and before 2 Timothy in approximately A.D. 65. The setting here is that Paul possibly wrote from Macedonia, for he had not yet reached Nicopolis. And you can read Timothy chapter 3 and verse 12, and it says there, "When I shall send Artemis unto thee, or Tychicus, be diligent to come unto me to Nicopolis, for I have determined there to winter." Now, the letter was written after he was released from his first Roman imprisonment. The man of God was in prison, and he was released, and then later he would be in prison again. Now, the location of Titus was Crete. We know this because in Titus chapter 1 and verse 12, it talks about this in Titus 1:5, and then in Titus chapter 2, and verse 15, it talks about that. It says in those verses, Titus 1:12, "One of these themselves, or one of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, 'The Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. For this cause left I thee in Crete.'" Now this is Paul talking to Titus. He says, "I left you in Crete," Titus chapter 1 and verse 5. Following Paul's release from his first Roman imprisonment, he and Titus worked briefly in Crete, and after which he commissioned Titus to remain there as his representative and complete some needed work. Paul asked Titus to meet him at Nicopolis when a replacement arrived. And you read about this in Titus 3 and verse 12. Later, Titus went on a mission to Dalmatia. And the last word we hear about Titus in the New Testament is found in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 10. And considering the assignments given him, he obviously was a capable and resourceful leader. 2 Timothy 4:10 says, "For Demas hath forsaken me." This is Paul speaking to Titus, or to Timothy. He says, "Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Cretans to Galatia, and Titus to Dalmatia." The fourth largest island in the Mediterranean Sea is Crete, and it lies directly south of the Aegean Sea. In the New Testament times, life in Crete had sunk to a deplorable moral level. The dishonesty, gluttony, and laziness of its inhabitants were proverbial. We've read that in Titus chapter 1 and verse 12. There's many verses we could look at here concerning Titus and Crete, but let's move on to the theme of the book of Titus. The theme seems to be good works. Titus chapter 3 and verse 8 says, "This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men." The key phrase, good works. And this would be an appropriate theme that we could look at in this epistle. Maintain good works. Well, the purpose of the book, first of all, is to encourage Titus to complete the difficult ministerial work that still needed to be done on Crete, according to chapter 1 and verse 5. The purpose is also to put in writing the verbal instructions Paul had given Titus before leaving the island. And then we see that it was also to give Titus's work in the church of Crete Paul's apostolic authority. And you read about this in chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Paul's closing this letter with the benediction, "Grace be with you all," and this indicates Paul intended the contents of the letter be read and heard by all the Christians on Crete. Let's look at Titus chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Bible says there, "Paul, a servant of God, and an apostle of Jesus Christ according to the faith of God's elect, and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began, but hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Father." Paul was passing the mantle, as such, to Titus to carry on the work there. And God has passed on the mantle to each shepherd of the flock in local churches today. Those men who are preaching the Word of God, taking care of the sheep of God, those individuals who have called upon His name and trusted Jesus as their Savior. Have you trusted Jesus today as your Lord and Savior? Are you living for Him? If you've trusted Him and you've asked Him to come into your heart and you know you're on your way to heaven, but you're just not doing what you're supposed to do for Him, you're not working for Him, I encourage you to turn your life over to Him, over to the Lord, and let the One who saved you, who will take you to heaven one day, I encourage you to be serving Him in your local church, whether it be teaching the Word of God. Now, if you've been called to teach or preach, you need to be doing that. If you've been called to do whatever it is in the local church that you're staying away from, you need to get things right with God and start serving Him today. Now, if you've never been saved, you've never asked Jesus into your heart, you need to ask Him right now, "Come into my heart, Lord. I repent of my sin." That means you're turning about. You're turning away from that sin, and you're asking Him to come into your heart. Now, if you'll ask Jesus to come into your heart today, He'll save you, and He'll make sure that you go to heaven. We need to trust Him today. I've trusted Him. Have you? Have you asked Him into your heart? "Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive You as my Lord and Savior." If you'll ask Him today, He'll save you. It's been good being with you once again today, and next week we'll look at study number 18. And if you look in the King James Version of the Bible, the book, you'll notice that, and I'm not going to tell you what book it is, I want you to look it up. It's the book that comes directly after Titus in the King James Version of the Bible, number 18. Why not write me today? Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. That's Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. If you'll write me today, I'll send you absolutely free a transcript, a written transcript of this program and other programs of It's a Good Life. You can also look on our website, lrwm.org. Thank you for joining me. I'll be praying for you until the same time next week. May the Lord bless you richly is my prayer.